You mentioned about reminding you about the congenital Felicity story to share today. And the other story is, Amanda said that you mentioned about when you were here at Darshan time and that beautiful young Indian girl came before Baba. So those are two things I'm reminding you about.
You want to remind you when you're ogling her.
So what happened was that...
I mean, that's what he said.
His or his words.
Okay, I have to confess. What had happened was that this is the place where Baba is holding some darshan program. It was not a general thing, but people would come and go and all that. He allowed them to come here and all that. The hall is filled with people and all that. And I'm here standing and seeing his gestures and giving out the words from his gestures. I'm going on and on, an hour pass, 2 hours pass and all that. But I'm just, the hall is all full and I'm looking here and there. And it's going on very smoothly. Baba is happy and people are happy. And there are people outside there, they're coming inside and the others of course have to give room to others and all that. And all of a sudden in walks, something happened. And I'm looking at Baba of course and there's the door there. And there's a damsel coming, entering the room, a beautiful girl. And while I'm looking, my mind is diverted. So my mind says, my, what beauty. She's a beautiful damsel. And Baba is saying something and I just, and she of course goes to Baba, bows down and all that. And then, My heart is throbbing because of her beauty, you know. I keep quiet and Baba looks at her and says, you're so beautiful. And she turns to me and says, isn't she? And then takes hold of her hand while she's leaving and says, and looks at her face and looks at me and says, isn't she very beautiful? I said, yes, Baba, very beautiful. He turns her face towards me. See how beautiful she is. See the beauty. Yes, Baba, she is beautiful. I can understand what he means now, because I knew of him. Baba means Baba. And then Baba tells, as if he's addressing the crowd, but he was addressing me. You know, this beauty is so beautiful. Yeah, she is so beautiful, I know that. Baba says, she is. But wait till she gets to the age of 80 years, when you see, he says to others, but really speaking, he's telling me, that wait till you see her come here at the age of 80, in a stick in her hand and all that, and then with wrinkles on her face and all that sort of thing. The beauty is there now, but then it wrinkles, you see. But this is beauty that comes and goes, it vanishes. But the real beauty is the beauty of seeing the Lord, who is eternally beautiful. And the girl is so embarrassed, you see, why Baba is telling her, still holding her hand and addressing the crowd and all that. And I said, oh God, poor thing, is suffering for my sake, you know. So then after Baba says, God, keep happy and go. And then Baba gives us a story about Rabia. Of Basra. I don't know, huh? You heard of
Hazrat Baba Jan.
Huh?
Baba Jan.
So Baba says, really speaking, what should I tell you about the real beauty? There was one beautiful lady in Baghdad called Rabia of Basra. Of Basra. Rabia of Basra, yeah. And you know who Rabia of Basra was? You have heard of Baba Jan? Baba is telling the crowd. Baba Jan was once Rabia of Basra. She was a very beautiful girl, very beautiful lady and all that. There's a life story of hers. But then eventually she was thrown into what do you call?
Brothel.
Brothel. Yeah. From the roadside. she died, her parents died, and she was on the roadside, all that. She was so beautiful and all that. So eventually the, what do you call the, who is in charge of the brothel?
The madam?
The madam, or somebody spotted her and said, my God, she's so beautiful. So she was taken and put in the brothel. And there she is kept in a room, special room and all that. And thus she is there, and attending to people. Naturally, she's forced to do that. But we, what she does, we don't know. But Baba says, this is her life. Now what happened is that, apart from that side, the other side of the story is, that a man comes from Iran, Persia, a very rich person, a prince you may call it, and he wants to have a sightseeing and all that, so he comes to Basra and Baghdad and all that sort of thing. And he comes to Baghdad, where she is now, and he goes wandering and asking people, is there anything worth seeing over here? So they tell about the gardens and they about this and that. Oh, we have got umpteen of that in Persia and all that something. Something worth seeing. Have you seen such a statue of this? Forget about that. Is there a real worth seeing? Anything worthy for me to see? Because I have come from Persia. So one person pipes in and says, well, there is one. If you care to, what is it? A very beautiful damsel, the beauty of the world. What? What are you talking about? Nonsense. Yeah, you have got that. Have you got that in Persia? Oh, you said in Persia? But so many beautiful girls are there. What is there in that? But not like her. She is the most beautiful woman in the world. And he just said that, well, this man is scoffing at me. So he left the company and goes out. And again, after some hours, is there any worthwhile thing to look at and all that? So again, people say this, no, I've got it. Again, people point out to. And then he says, really, is there a girl like that here? I say, yeah, where is she? Can I see her? She's in the brothel. What? Such a beautiful girl in a brothel? Who kept? She is there. Okay. But he has never been to a brothel like that. He's a person, you see, a dignified gentleman. How can he go to a brothel like that? You see, he has not come for that. But then, all people, most of them, have been pointing out to him that there is a beauty in that brothel. So he eventually dares to go there. As he goes there, and stands there, and the lady in charge comes and says, yeah, what do you want? He looks like a gentleman, all that. Different from the local people. Come from Persia. Yeah, what is it? Why? What do you want here? He says, I hear that there is the most beautiful girl over here, lady over here. Yeah. So what? Can I spend some time with her? And she laughs. She says, she's not the thing, piece of museum over here. You have to pay for it. I'm prepared to pay for whatever you charge the fees. And so a normal fee was not charged. And he said, yeah, here it is. And she's admitted there. He's admitted there. And he goes there to a drawing room like thing. There she is there. And says, go inside, you'll find her. And he says, nothing is there. It's all empty over here, except some tables and chairs and all that. He says, what's the matter? She has cheated me or what? And then she goes here and there, there's a room, and there's a little corner hidden behind, and there he goes and peeps in. Sure enough, there's the beauty sitting, praying to the Lord. And he's enthralled, seeing the beauty of that lady. And he looks at her, and she, of course, she doesn't see anywhere else. She is there, one-pointed attention of that. And eventually, after about an hour or hour and a half, Baba says, all of a sudden, she opens her eyes and looks at, oh, you have been sitting here for quite long, it seems. Come, I'm sorry. And brings him to the sitting room there. Sit down. It's time for lunch and all that. Oh, and she claps hands. The attendants come in the brothel, mind you. She has been given that facility. So bring some lunch for two of us and all that. And that's how lunch is being served, nice. And he is just gazing, gaping at her beauty. And says, how beautiful she is. Oh my, how, what a beauty. And then she's telling me, says, well, from where have you come? What are you doing and all that? Says, what brought you here? And says, well, the whole town says that you are the most beautiful girl in the world. And she laughs. Do you realize what beauty is? Do you think this is the beauty? No, it's not that. You have no idea. And then she describes the eternal beauty of the Lord. If you were to see that, and this just goes on and on and on and on, and he's just enthralled and looking. Not a single thought of passion or any other vulgar thoughts enter his mind, because she is that. She is beautiful, but nothing happens. And he is just, and she goes on describing, and many other stories and this and that, and there is one also, laughter and this and that. And that's how the beauty is and all that. I said, oh, don't you want to have your lunch? I'm filled with everything. But don't you want to have something? And she again looks at her and all that. Now I've taken a lot of your time. Nothing, it's fine. I'm happy to have you here, what's the rest? No, but I have to go now. Anything more that you want? Nothing more? No, you've filled my heart. And my mind is filled. Now I want to ask you one thing. Will you favor me with something? Sure, what do you want? Ask. She's asking, what do you want? So I would like to ask you what you would want from me. I've got enough money, I've got every comfort and everything. Would you want to be out of this place? Would you want to, what do you want? And she laughed. I want nothing. No, but ask me, please. Don't hesitate, ask me. She says, if you really want me to ask you one thing,
yeah.
When you go out from here, and meet the people, and people ask you here or in your country, don't say anything what transpired here today. Nothing. Just say that there is a beautiful lady in the brothel there. And let people come to me. And say nothing about it. Oh, he said, that's how the whole world comes to know about her. And they speak so much about her, about her beauty. So Baba says, if you have that beauty, then he is addressing her. If you have that beauty which people say that you are beautiful, then use your beauty in a way that she used it. To get people's hearts drawn towards the Lord. That's what he said. So that's the story of the beauty. You follow? You are beautiful too, Bandhya. You are. There's no doubt about it. Mother, is she not beautiful?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell her to make use of her beauty in the way that Rabia used.